This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, the reason she hasn't seized the message is because she doesn't have a message. We saw it in that ad. I mean, what was that? I like children and I will fight for children. There has never been a more banal message, quote unquote, in political history. She doesn't have one. She's essentially a continuation of Obama, who is reasonably popular, so I think she has that advantage. The economic numbers were a little bit better when they came out a few days ago. But that's it. And it's the reason why she's dumped all this money, outspend Trump by an unbelievable amount. Did you say a ratio of five to one? Probably 5 to 1. And it leaves no impression. I thought the most impressive of all the numbers was certain of your choice. They're both over 90%. As Yogi once said,
all three of them are impressive. I just want you to know that. The first one was most impressive because you get to see it. But
it's growing in impressiveness. Yogi once said, it gets late early here. It's getting late early, especially for her. She's been known for 30 years. He's been ubiquitous on the air for 15 months. People know who they are. I'm not sure what her advertising advantage is going to do at this point. What is fair to say? Which means, I think, in the end, that the importance of these debates is going to exceed the importance of any debates in any race that we've ever seen.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, next Monday, boy, I'll tell you, they're talking, it's going to be record-setting. Over 100 million people will be viewing. Could be one of the largest TV airings ever. You know, could surpass even MASH. We'll have to see what happens, how the final tally comes in. But no doubt, you know, the divisiveness, you know, the divide in this country is such that you know, it's gonna be a battle royale. So, you know, I think the only thing that'll be missing, Scott, is, you know, what's his name's voice, you know, from wrestling. Are you ready to rumble? You know, so just for fun here. But, you know, the thing is, when Hillary says something, I wonder how it really connects with her. When she says that, you know, I like children. And the problem I've had with the Democratic Party for a long time, and I don't know if you've read, you know, their platform. In fact, you know, Billy Graham is making available to all of us a decision magazine. It is a two visions titled Two Americas, 2016 election special. And it vets the candidates. I mean, right off the bat, it shows you, well, here's the platforms. Well, you know, when she says she likes children, you know, let's go back and understand that, you know, she is, you know, and the Democratic Party, you know, is promoting, you know, abortion up to the point of delivery. So they have become the party of death. So when do you like children? Do you like you obviously you're supporting a platform that says it's okay to kill children, and of course with all the controversy that happened with Planned Parenthood, it's not only okay to kill them. You support Planned Parenthood selling the body parts. I mean, where you know, where was your conversation? Where was your statement? You know, chastising or coming against Planned Parenthood for illegally selling baby body parts and doing what they did. But no, you insisted, hey, they still needed to be funded, that they play a critical role for women here, as if they are the only facility that helps women, you know, doing mammograms and, you know, on down. But yet they broke the law, and we still reward Planned Parenthood. But, you know, you say you like children, so I guess we should somehow It's up to us, I guess, if we can't connect those two differing ideas, right? Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And we encourage you to get involved in the conversation. Spread the good word. Let us know your thoughts. You can send me an email. Comes to me direct, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Carl Pittman is back with us. Always good to have him. Former Marine, a Semper Fi, and author of the book, The Personal Journey of a Black Common Sense Conservative, 2016 Republican candidate for Harris County Sheriff in Houston, Texas. Carl, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, I'm doing outstanding. Always good to be with you.
Well, what's going on in North Carolina? We saw the situation last night getting out of hand. It is so ripe for something, beyond tragic to occur. We've got protesters, going beyond, beyond protesting. I mean, to the point where, their right has been overextended. They're destroying buildings, looting businesses, and the such, and they're in a real quick hurry to just obfuscate any kind of due process, and they want to know something right now, even though due process says we got to go through the process.
Bill, you're correct. Unfortunately, these situations with officer-involved shootings, there are some common denominators here. It seems to be that when you have individuals out on the street that choose to not obey the police officer's commands, that is what seems to be the tipping point for most of these situations. And, my experience with this goes back to the early 90s out in Southern California with the Rodney mm-hmm. King riots.
Right.
I was a police officer out in Southern California. And so, you had a situation where, sure, the public had a right to know what was going on. The police have to be held accountable. The public also has to be held accountable. But I think you have a lot of people who take opportunity with these types of incidents to go out and behave badly. And I think that's what we're seeing there in Charlotte.
What is justifying this? What is the core of this? Is there a real issue here? Because, reasonable people would consider somebody getting out of their car with a gun in their hand and police commanding them to, drop a gun. I mean, there's been anecdotal offerings saying it was maybe a book, not a gun. The sheriff said it was a gun, that he even had a holster on his ankle. We're still, I think, waiting on that final announcement that, in fact, it wasn't a book, that it was a gun. But if you come out of your car and you got police and they say drop the gun, reasonable people would say drop the gun.
Well, you're right, and I think the operative word there is reasonable. You have there are folks that are going to, no matter what the evidence shows, they're going to find fault with how the police responded.
Mm-hmm.
And, the street is not the court of appeal. If you have an issue with law enforcement behavior, the place to argue that is not on the streets. And so it is, it's quite simple to me and quite simple to you. I think we're reasonable people. We're not going to get out of the car when stopped by police with a gun in our hand.
Now, I mean, but what I'm trying to get to here, Carl, I guess, is, you know, open up the dialogue to say what credence is there? You know, what is it that, you know, Black America is responding to in terms of saying that the police are killing innocent people? I mean, you know, some would want to say, well, this is all Black Lives Matter, George Soros, the likes of people that just want to disrupt and create some sort of, you know, form of anarchy in the streets of our country. Is it that, or is there any kind of credence or credibility whatsoever to the cause here that we can address?
Bill, you know, I think it's a little bit of both of the things that you said. For a long time in this country, unfortunately, there have been segments of the population that have not been treated well by the police, and this goes back many years. But as we see in the last several decades where community-oriented policing has come online and the police have gone to through some lengths to better train their officers, to better become a part of the community, I think that sentiment has started to decrease. But there are people among us who do not want that to go away.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side of that, there must be accountability within law enforcement, and that has to start with law enforcement leadership. And so when a police officer goes out and behaves badly, absolutely, we should investigate it as we should investigate when a member of the public has been accused of doing something. But when that investigation is completed, it should be done lawfully. It should be done as promptly as possible. But be very forthright in the information. You must, you know, you can't even give any appearance that you're trying to protect a police officer simply because he's a police officer. So,
exactly.
You know, it's a bit of, you know, it's a bit of both things. And so, you know, to say that there are people that don't have some reasonable basis to say that they don't trust the police, I think is unfair because, you know, I've been around this business 31 years, and I can tell you how I've conducted my business, but I've also seen things that don't necessarily coincide with how the police ought to do their business. And mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's a combination of both things.
Well, you know, I think in recent history, when, you know, these shootings have gone through due process, I think there's only been one indictment of a police officer. All the others have been exonerated and said it was, you know, it was proper that you had a crime that was committed. They did not follow the commands of the police, and you know, that was on them. But yet, too many people want to perceive that there was still some injustice here. And you know, even in this, you know, just almost in every case you can cite, where there's just been, you know, the wrong perception or a wrong narrative. I mean, this whole, you know, hands up, don't shoot. I mean, you can say that it was a lie, it was ill-founded, but this has become the mantra of these protesters, and this is what they're holding to this day. And you go, you know, but you can't reason with the unreasonable.
Well, and you're absolutely correct. You know, in this case in there in Charlotte, you know, you have a Black officer who has been put in a position to use deadly force. And so we have a situation where racism is a bit difficult to throw at this situation. So I think we have to always look at behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And the behavior of this gentleman, if all the reports that I've heard, and listening to Chief Putney back there, mm-hmm. and you know, saying that a gun has been recovered from that scene, and that's what, according to them, that their evidence indicates that he had that gun in his hand when he exited the vehicle. Those are the ingredients to getting shot by the police. And mm-hmm. so if you want to remove those types of incidents. I think people have to take into account police officers are not out on the streets to become victimized when they're simply doing their duty and their jobs.
Exactly. Carl Pittman on Bill Martinez Live. Carl, always thank you so much for being with us. It's 15 after.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
Ooh, there's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, thank you for tuning us in on any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around the country, including our latest affiliate that we were talking about earlier out in Jasper, Tennessee. Welcome aboard. Good to have them with us. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now, I'm Bill Martinez, and Andrew Kerr is with us, an investigative reporter at citizensaudit.com. By exercising his rights, he hopes to prove that regular Americans like you and me do have the power to hold our government accountable. I mean, after all, it is in our Constitution that this is a government of, for, and by we the people. But, Andrew, I would say that if we don't exercise that right and privilege, then we have the America of the 21st century we have today, right?
My thoughts exactly. Thanks for having me on.
Well, welcome. Good to have you here. We're going to be talking about the mother of all money laundering schemes exposed. No, it doesn't come from the mafia or any other cabal, although you might wonder after you hear about this. This is 14 pro-Clinton super PACs and nonprofits implicated. Who's David Brock in this whole situation, Andrew?
He's the chairman of Media Matters, a nonprofit a conservative media watchdog organization founded in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did some looking into their finances. I'm just a regular guy, and was just curious about how campaign finance worked. I came across one of Media Matters' tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
And to make a really long story short, I found 14 companies that they share office space with.
Wow.
And they're all passing money from one company to another. And it just led me down this rabbit hole. And here we are.
So you say it led you down a rabbit hole. What were you finding? More smoke than fire? I mean, is there a smoking gun here? What are you concluding with your investigation?
Well, Media Matters gets all their money from a professional solicitor called the Bonner Group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I look up the Bonner Group, and according to the New York Times, they are one of the most successful Democrat-aligned fundraisers. But that was about all I could find. I couldn't find a website. I couldn't find really anything else outside of that article.
Mm-hmm.
And after digging into it a little bit more, I realized that these guys aren't registered as a business in Washington, D.C. Their business has been revoked since 2015. And they never told Washington, D.C. that they're actually a solicitor raising funds for charitable purposes. I look in other states, in Virginia, Maryland, Colorado. I can't find any state where these guys are properly registered.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing in $25 million plus a year into David Brock's organization that are all stuffed into his office space. And so the reason why I'm saying money laundering is because technically, and just in my view, they're bringing in dirty money and it's getting cycled within Brock's organizations. All these 14 companies are giving money from one to another. And after every transaction, Bonner Group gets the 12.5% cut. And it just stinks. It really does.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty neat commission. As you say, if it is dirty money that's coming in, this is quite, the laundering program that they've got. And this is why, to your point, anybody that solicits, particularly when it comes to campaign money like this, they need to be registered. To have an unregistered solicitor just opens it up to all kinds of, potential graft and illegal operations, doesn't it?
There could be a better term to call it, embezzlement, skimming, or any sort of name like that. But regardless, this is not a good look for David Brock, for Media Matters, and the rest of his. He's running three super PACs out of his office space.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy.
Right. Well, why would that be a problem, running three super PACs? Explain to our audience. You have seven nonprofits, three super PACs. I mean, are they all, sharing books here, or what's going on?
Well, they claim that they aren't, but that it's the same people are on the payroll for all these organizations. The board of directors, there's a couple names that pop up for each organization over and over again. One of the super PACs is called Correct the Record. This is an interesting organization. They actually openly collaborate with the Clinton campaign due to loopholes in our campaign finance system.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of their activity is engaged in online communication. The FEC doesn't consider online posts as a form of paid communication. So that's how they're able to actually legally coordinate with the Clinton campaign. With strategy and
and docking points and things like that. You know, the Clinton campaign has actually donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to correct the record. You know, that's in the public record. You can see those transactions for yourself. The problem is that there is no loophole that enables them to coordinate with American Bridge 21st Century Super PAC and the Franklin Forum Super PAC, which are the two other super PACs that are operating out of the same office space as Correct the Record. And what I'm finding are links, clear links between the individuals working at these organizations that would serve as a line of communication to get that Clinton campaign super PAC strategy from the campaign and Correct the Record onto the other organizations and then onto these nonprofits, which all share a pretty similar mission statement and, by their own. So it's just, it really looks like a shadow campaign. That's what I've decided to call this.
Well, Andrew, we know that nonprofits are required to disclose who they give cash grants to. You know, in your article here, you're talking about follow the money. I mean, that's what, you know, it's Peter Schweitzer, others, you know, historically. You just follow the money. And when you see this kind of money flying around, for example, you talk about David Brock's Media Matters gave $930,000 cash grant to David Brock's Franklin Education Forum. I mean, it's like it's moving from one pocket to the next year, right?
Exactly. And, you know, if I was a donor with the best of intentions that, you know, like the mission statement of these organizations, I would have rather just give my money to the end organization. You know, it ended up at that particular grant ended up at the Franklin Forum, $712,000. I would be pretty frustrated if I realized that, you know, if I was told that, hey, if you're going to give $1 million, then, you know, we collect a 12.5% commission, you know, that's fine.
Right.
You know, fundraising is a necessary evil of running a nonprofit.
Right.
But to have that cycle three times, that would make me, I wouldn't be happy with that.
So you're making 12.5% off of each transaction?
Every pass.
Wow. So here it is. You pass from one pocket to the, this is a heck of a deal. You know, we all want this gig, right?
Yeah. I mean,
of course, we wouldn't be able to sleep at night. Some of us with a conscience wouldn't be able to sleep at night. But I guess for David Brock's Media Matters, not a problem, because that's just business as usual. And it's a way for them to talk about, oh, yeah, we only do 12.5% commission. But, you know, we're not talking multiples here, right?
Yeah. And, you know, as far as the, you know, what's on his conscience, the really what solidified this for me was when I started reading reports that he was blackmailed $850,000 to keep damaging information away from the IRS. There's a quote from Fox News a couple years ago. Next step is I contact all your donors in the IRS. This is going to stink for you if you don't resolve this now. So there's something that he doesn't want to be exposed. And I have a feeling that this could be it.
Well, it's, you know, again, you know, thanks to your investigation into this. But like anything, you know, as you say, you're down rabbit holes on this stuff, you know, to try to figure out what's going on. Because somebody at this level and with this kind of money, they're not going to be easily exposed. You get a lot of smoke, but it's hard pressed to find the fire, especially if it involves the Clintons. You know, as somebody once said, this is. You know, it's no longer a case of smoking guns. We got smoking cannons here. But yet it's still, even though this stuff is rather, it doesn't look good, we still have to tie it down, don't we?
Yeah, but, you know, this has been sitting out here for years now. And so, I mean, imagine my surprise when I'm finding all this stuff.
Exactly. Well, Andrew, we got to leave it there. We got to have you back. Thank you so much. Andrew Kerr.
Run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. Looks like Donald Trump has hit the highest chance of winning the 2016 election. This is according to 538's Nate Silver. Silver recently in his Polls Plus projection gave the GOP nominee a 44.5% chance of winning the presidency over rival Hillary Clinton as best chance of victory for the entire 2016 election. You know, Kevin, I don't think it was that long ago. It was like 20%, you know. No wonder all the, you know, the old guard of the GOP was freaking out going, this guy doesn't even have a fair shot at it. And I would say that even people close to Trump were wondering, okay, you know, could he get there? But the process is proving out the longer that Hillary continues to be exposed. And, you know, her trust factors continue to be held down. I don't know how she can improve that. I mean, it's really stuck to her. According to the site's latest projections, it's now showing the Republican nominee with a 42.4% chance of winning in November, nearly a 20, to the discussion here, a 28-point increase from a month ago. For the billionaire businessman. So things looking up, possibilities here. We're still looking at the electoral map to see what happens. Hey, let's talk wedding tips, can we? All right, you want to plan the perfect wedding your way? Well, we've got the wedding planner to the stars. Mindy Weiss is with us. She has the most crucial tips for anyone planning their big day. She's thrown hundreds of flawless ceremonies, so she knows what she's talking about. You know, whether it's Ellen DeGeneres, Gwen Stefani, Heidi Klum, Eva Longoria, Katy Perry, you know, she's done it. And here it is. We're fortunate to have her with us to share her tips and tricks for a new generation of brides and grooms-to-be. Mindy Weiss, are you with us right now?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome. Good to have you with us. Hey, we've got the wedding book that you've published, An Expert's Guide to Planning Your Perfect Day Your Way. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. I had to do a revised version of my last book because so many new things have been going on in the wedding world.
Well, as you say, I mean, it is dynamic. I mean, weddings may be timeless, but trends and technology are changing at the speed of light these days. I mean, let's, introduce social media to newer dimensions, Uber, you know, we got drones, coming into play as well.
God,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, our millennial brides and grooms come in and tell me about the way to use a drone and how they want it done and, you know. It's a whole different couples that I'm dealing with, too.
Well, Mindy, you've become, the most visible and trusted name in the business when it comes to, you know, these type of events. I mean, you're dealing with A-list celebrity clients. You can't be messing around. Everything's got to be perfect.
Yeah, I sell myself as not, it won't be perfect, but it will be as close to their expectations as possible. The only difference when you're dealing with a celebrity wedding is the security.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's all the same dreams and the same process, just adding that little extra cost and coordination.
Now, how are millennials incorporating, sites like Etsy and Pinterest, Instagram, and other social media outlets?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I love about millennials is they have the time to research and dig deep to find, new vendors, new photographers, videographers. I have found a wonderful videographer because of a bride and groom that took the time to find one that was priced well with a lot of talent. And the millennials are hiring the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different world right now.
Yeah, I mean, weddings have, with weddings come hashtags too, right?
Oh my God, we have complete meetings just for the hashtag.
Oh, wow.
Like, literally, I'm up at night thinking of new hashtags for people. Uh-huh. So it's very important because they love to see how their friends have captured their big day.
Yeah, well, you've got hashtags for the bachelorette parties, the bachelor parties, all other wedding related events. It's no wonder you have to have a whole separate meeting just for, we call it the wedding hashtag meeting. Is that the deal?
it kind of carries through to several meetings because they continue to change their hashtag. But it is very funny because it's very important.
Now, Uber, boy, I tell you, Uber has exploded big time, and what a boon. Especially when you consider using Uber for guest transportation, because sometimes, getting the guests, to the church and to the party and stuff, that can be an ordeal in and of itself.
Oh, my gosh, for sure. And we are so conscious of people not getting into cars, drunk. Mm, but the
yes.
party is a big deal, and the kids love to drink. So we try to send out on these bride and groom's websites suggesting to take Uber. We get special codes to give them discounts. So we are really promoting, car service at any type.
No, just what you want to do is take a wonderful day like a wedding and all the memories and have it ruined by, some unintentioned disaster here. I think that's just the wisdom of millennials to incorporate Uber. Also, you mentioned, new etiquette. Millennials are redefining etiquette now?
Oh, for sure. They are making their own rules. And my job is to remind them of, traditional etiquette. Say hello to all your guests. Thank them for coming. They feel like, that being invited to their wedding sometimes is gift enough.
Mm-hmm.
But not realizing that not only have they taken the time to come to buy you a gift, maybe to buy a new outfit to come to your wedding, that deserves appreciation. Thank you for traveling. Thank you for coming. And, sometimes what they think is the right way to do, I just reintroduce traditional etiquette.
Right. Well, and sometimes that's probably, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, Mindy, because that can be, you know, one of the biggest mistakes that a bride and groom make is, you know, not acknowledging their guests properly. I mean, you know, in a traditional sense, you know, that you have the reception line, but, you know, the perspective that you put it in, I mean, you know, some people, they got travel expenses. You know, there's an investment on their part to be there to share that special day. Yes, it is all about you, but, mm-hmm. you know, what kind of ties it in a nice, wonderful bow and a great memory is when, you know, everybody's respected, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, this, it turns into like a business, mm-hmm. you know, this, the bride and groom and people traveling, and it's an investment. It is an investment, and they're not only going to one wedding, they're going to maybe seven or eight at a time.
Wow, yeah.
So it's a whole, you know, mm-hmm. commitment and investment.
Well, Mindy, you were referring earlier that, you know, the millennials, you know, these young people are just adding to the resources and, you know, the knowledge you have in putting together these grand celebrations, because that's what they turn out to be, no matter what the budget is. I mean, it is a grand celebration. But
sure.
And you're talking, you know, we mentioned videos, and you know, we got digital photos and wedding albums. I mean, it's not like the old days anymore. I mean, the technology is quite a boon for the industry.
It's amazing, and it's lent a lot of opportunity to people like millennials who have the creativity and the wherewithal to invent new photo booths and digital video booths, leaving messages for the guests, and then playing those actually during the wedding at the after party. All these photo booth pictures can go up on a screen, and it becomes entertainment for people.
Wow.
So everybody's trying to get a little bit of their foot in the wedding industry because they have a very captive audience.
Without a doubt. Well, Mindy, congratulations on the book, The Wedding Book, An Expert's Guide to Planning Your Perfect Day Your Way. Great, great insight here. And I know it's going to be quite handy for all the brides and grooms to be, and a must-have, available at all the usual places, correct?
Yes. And if they want a signed copy, they can go to MindyWise.com.
That easy. Thank you very much, Mindy. Appreciate it. Take care.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nisvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nisvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nisvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South are both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest. I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore. I love the rocks and what is more with you. Let it never be a bore, because I love being here with you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you. Always good to be with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. This next segment and our next guest is about, you know, about all of us that would like a do-over in life. You know, sometimes you get to that point, you know, I just wish I could relive that and do it over. And this is People Have a Second Chance. It's a guide to bringing life-saving love to the world. And when you really think about it, because sometimes we just end up dragging these anchors of regret through our lives, and how debilitating when really you know, if you think about it, number one, it's unnecessary. And wouldn't it be a lot easier not to be dragging these anchors with us? Mike Foster, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, what a great opportunity. I mean, you know, you think about it. I mean, it is a choice. We carry these regrets with us, but if we could have a do-over in life, would things be different?
Absolutely. I mean, I think all of us have these moments where we wish we could take something back, or we wish we could change something about our history, maybe from our childhood, maybe a relationship that we were in and that turned south. Or, you know, I think all of us have these moments. And so part of the goal of life is figuring out, like, what do we do with the not so perfect stuff, the messy parts of our story? And so, And that's where grace comes in. That's where I believe God comes in. And I think that's just the sense of, like, the second chance needs to come in.
Right. Well, Mike, you know, I want to introduce you to our audience so they understand a little bit about your background as the founder and chief chance officer. I like that. Chief chance officer at People of the Second Chance. This is an organization dedicated to helping people relaunch their lives with a sense of hope and purpose. A spiritual entrepreneur, Mike has created moments and movements, ministries and organizations that have helped millions. Your Foster's Freeway curriculum has been used by more than 100,000 small groups. So this is a natural genesis from all that you've been experiencing.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that people say you have a life message, and I think my life message is really helping people experience freedom in their lives, flourishing. And so often it's the kind of the painful, traumatic moments, the irreplaceable loss that we experience in our life that robs us of that freedom and that sense of purpose and meaning. And so I do lots of different things with people, and it's really just about unlocking those lies that we believe about ourselves, those misconceptions that we might have about our future, and really saying, you know, that life can be good in spite of a messy past.
Right. And for you, you know, at 19, you had a drastic event that changed your life. Tell us about that.
Yes, yeah, so I was 19 years old. I was on a water ski trip with our church youth group, and I was driving a powerboat and began to turn the boat into what I thought was clear water, and it wasn't clear. There was another skier who had fallen from another boat, kind of floating in the water. Because of the speed that I was going, I was unable to turn the boat in time, and I hit him. And I didn't just bump him or knock him, but literally the propeller of the boat carved up his arm and broke off in his head. It was a traumatic, horrible, horrible accident.
Oh, my God.
And I nearly killed him. They would rush him to the emergency room. He'd be in ICU for weeks. He'd be permanently disfigured, suffer brain damage. And then having to sort of deal with hurting somebody, even though it was an accident, the shame and the guilt that I felt for hurting somebody, even though I didn't mean to, it happened. I think all of us have these moments where we wish we could take something back, but we can't.
Right. And so what did that do for you? I mean, in terms of, you know, it would seem that you took immediate responsibility. I mean, this was on you, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, people looking at the situation go, oh, it's an accident. But that doesn't necessarily change the way that we interpret it in terms of our lives. And so I took on the shame, the guilt, and literally created new rules for my life out of that accident. One of the rules I created was that I'd no longer enjoy the water because out of honor and respect and because of how I messed it up so badly that day on the river. And so I think we do that in our lives. We set new rules. We set new boundaries. We sort of say, like, we stand on the sidelines of life instead of saying, like, letting grace come into that moment, letting ourselves forgive ourselves and really begin to use those painful moments to actually help others. And so right now, in terms of the work that I do, that accident was really relevant in terms of having empathy and compassion for people who are going through similar situations.
And the thing that you point out here, Mike, which is so critical, and this is what we love about our God, is that when we get connected with God and we really understand, it's about freedom. But you're 19 years old. You experience this horrific situation. You've hurt another human being. You know, how do you reconcile that? And, you know, you start a process, which we all go through. It's a process of life to understand, you know, the responsibility, the impact, but sometimes we get away from the fact that God still wants us to be free.
Yes, and I think there's kind of two choices in terms of that process, where we can start a process of condemnation or we can start a process of freedom. And the sooner we can get to the process of freedom and realize that is God's intention for our life, the better our lives are going to be, the more in touch with grace and second chance and God's love is going to be. And so I think this sense, like for me, for almost 19 years, I beat myself up over this accident. I literally lived a different life because of that defining moment, my worst moment in my story. Wow. I think if we could say, like, invite God into those worst moments, let him forgive us, heal us, begin to work a process towards freedom and not condemnation, then we'll experience true life and true fulfillment.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this, because I'm sure our audience wants to know. Have you maintained any kind of relationship with this young man that you injured?
Yeah, you know, I write about this in the book, actually. A lot of times people ask me that question, and unfortunately the answer to that is, I never saw that man again except in the water, you know, unconscious, bleeding. I never saw him. And sometimes I think we have this Hollywood romantic version of how the ending is supposed to go and how it's supposed to kind of just, you know, me and him hugging and he forgiving me and we having this moment. But so often, like, we have it, that it doesn't go that way. And
right.
So I talk about sort of the theology of what is. And sometimes things are unresolved. Sometimes they don't make sense. sometimes they feel just like a big thud, but that doesn't need to stop us from still experiencing the second chance life.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your book, you say something rather powerful. It says, we let a moment of pain cut us off from a lifetime of grace. It seems that you have gone through that process, and grace is more meaningful as a result of that tragic accident.
It is. And I one of the things I write about in the book is that, first off, we have to face those moments. We have to, like, recognize that those moments hurt, that they actually defines many beliefs that we have about God and our life and our future. And so, like, we have to face those moments and say, like, what bad beliefs about myself, about God, what about my future? What, how am I operating differently? Because so often that pain does cut us off from grace. Mm-hmm. And so we got to challenge a lot of the conclusions that we've come to, especially about painful moments in our story.
Exactly. Well, in the biblical story of the prodigal son, speaking of grace, here you have the father running out to meet his son. In fact, prior to, it was almost like you sensed the father was looking for his son to come home every day.
Exactly. And I think that's where it comes. So much of it is on us. It's like, Do you want to come home? Do you want to be healed? Mm-hmm. Do you want to be back in relationship with God? And so often, like, there's this sense of, like, we would just rather beat ourselves up than go back home and be in the loving hands of a father. And that needs to stop. And that's what I want to stop with this book, is, like, reminding people who they are, that they are God's beloved, that they are his sons and daughters, that he is waiting for them to come home. And he has a huge party celebration. Even though we don't feel like we deserve one, He's ready to party.
Right. Exactly. Well, you also share how the Creator celebrates broken things as a way to love us. Explain that.
Well, yeah, just the sense of sometimes our relationship with God may be one of, like, he's an instructor or maybe a cop or you know, we have all kinds of, one of the things I read on the book is that they did a recent survey of Christians and they asked them, when God thinks about you, what is the overwhelming feeling that he has for you? And the survey said that the majority of Christians said that when God thinks about me, the overwhelming feeling that he has is disappointment. And I think that's just so unfortunate and so sad when we think that God is not waiting for us back at home, waiting for us to come home, and he's going to, like, kind of wag his finger at us or sort of, you know, condemn us. He's ready to celebrate broken things like you and me. And I think once we realize that it's okay to be broken, it's okay to have messed up, it's okay to have a checkered past, that's the point of grace, and that's the point of what God's wanting to do and step into.
Well, Mike Foster, I like in your book you say beating yourself up is not a fruit of the Spirit. It really is ungodly. It is putting ourselves above what God desires for us. You know, thank you so much for your ministry and your book. It is available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
Yes, it is. Amazon, secondchance.org, all the retailers around the
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters.